Meta investors have reason to smile too, while the manufacturer, distributor and retailer of automotive components had a particularly tough first half due to the impact of the pandemic on demand, which saw group revenue fall by 9% and HEPS plunge 56%. The company is encouraged by improved demand during its second half, so much so that it's resumed dividend payouts, declaring a dividend of 75 cents out of income reserves. Company CEO Riaz Hafiji joins us now with greater perspective on that performance. Thanks so much, Riaz, for your time this evening. So, first time chatting to you post your appointment. What a time to have taken over the reins, right?
Absolutely. Thanks, Alicia, for having me. I appreciate it. It's, coming out of COVID and the 2020 year that everyone's had, it's difficult not to talk about what happened last year, and coming into this year with the recovery underway and so many things that we're busy with in Meta, it really is quite an exciting time.
Yeah. Despite the numbers released today, you've resumed your dividend on, I quote, renewed market visibility and confidence. So give us better sight of what you're seeing out there.
Well, I think, 2020, we had a difficult first half of the year, as did most other, companies and various countries around the world. Second half of the year, we really did have quite a good recovery, not only in our automotive components division, but in our energy storage division, our battery manufacturers. And we could see that by the time we got to the fourth quarter, actually, we were at 100% or slightly higher in both verticals, which meant we had a good intro into 2021. And what we're seeing so far is a good demand from the OE companies in South Africa for automotive components. And now that our export markets are opening up a bit more for our Turkish company Mutlu and for Rombat in Romania, we're starting to see that there's good export volume coming through, as well as their recoveries in their markets. So I think we're seeing ahead some good recovery.
Okay, so you're talking about this momentum that's building, where group operating profit came in 45% lower at 561 million rand, and in part reflecting what you've experienced as far as a squeeze on margins is concerned. How long before you see that improved demand alleviating some of the pressure you've experienced?
Oh, I think we'll see that by the middle of the year, we'll start to understand what that means for us. Already the year's, I think, started off on the right foot. Mm-hmm. Last year, by the time we got to the middle of the year last year, we were wondering whether we would be positive for the full year because it was such a poor first half. But we had a really great second half recovery. And the energy storage companies, especially Mutlu and Rombat in Romania, really performed very well. And we came through with a good result. So we should see by the second half, by the middle of the year, I think we'll be seeing where we are volume-wise, and that should certainly tell us what will happen in the second half of the year. And I'm saying all of this with the caveat of third, fourth, fifth wave in multiple countries and regions. So. But we think that there's a good prospect.
So. I'm glad you put the caveat there, because something that really stood out in your commentary today, Riaz, was the fact that you talk about not a V-shaped recovery, but a U-shaped one, which shows a more immediate recovery coming through. And, the skeptics would question whether or not that's a bit too premature at this stage.
Well, I think the energy vertical, because of its immediacy and because of seasonality, I think it did have a more V-shaped recovery towards the end of last year. It recovered a little bit quicker. We do think automotive components is based on OEM production numbers, and we know that we are still going to be behind 2019's number this year, probably somewhere around the 90 to 100% of the year compared to 2019. So it'll take a bit longer to get us back to growth on top of 2019. And that's why we say U-shaped for the company as a whole. So
yeah,
a bit of both V and U, but on the right track.
And, of course, that then speaking to the demand scenario, but that demand has to come hand in hand with a recovery in fixed costs that you're seeing in production. So does that come automatically as you facilitate or, as your facilities become more productive, unshackled by those lockdown restrictions?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once you run a factory at, 85, 90, 95% of full efficiency, you're starting to see that's where they should be running. That's manufacturing. So we want to see ourselves get back to those levels as quickly as possible.
Moving forward now, Riaz, I mean, you've got $1.6 billion in cash and cash equivalents on your balance sheet. Net debt levels prudently managed. It's reduced by 513 million rand now. A capex spend for the year was well controlled. It totaled 247 million rand. Where to from here? Because you talk about this entering into an intensive capital expenditure cycle to invest in future returns, and one wonders just how aggressive you're going to be on that.
Well, last year we were fortunate enough to have secured big Ford projects. That, you know, as you know, Ford have announced a great deal of investment into the country, and as a result of that, four of our companies, component industry companies, have participated in that, and we are investing 1.3 billion rands this year, and I'd say nearly a billion rand of that is in automotive components itself, and the majority of that is in Ford. And that's for companies that will either relocate some of their manufacturing operations into the TASIS economic zone right next to Ford, and some of them will manufacture on site currently and expand their operations. So we're taking we're quite serious about our intentions there from a project point of view. And that's future earnings for us. Those projects are, you know, 10-year projects. So we're quite confident that will give good returns later on.
Riaz, before I let you go, what's your opinion on South Africa as an investment draw versus some of the, you know, international territories you're operating in and maybe not operating in already, but seeing opportunities in?
Well, I think South Africa certainly does offer some good prospects. We still have a good level of skill in the country in certain areas like manufacturing, motor industry. I think we still have great competence there. We get good government support. I think the coordination of all of these things can be probably a little bit better. I think our markets sometimes let us down because of the economy and the way that it is. So creating more domestic demand would certainly help us and certainly attract more investors. But, you know, we have the wheels are greased for the way the industry works from an export point of view and certainly from a technology transfer point of view. So I think I'd be reasonably confident about South Africa. And for Turkey and Romania, the same. You know, we see those countries and we say, you know, it's Turkey and it's Romania. There's something in Turkey that's, you know, maybe there's some political strife or there's some, you know, economic strife. But, you know, I'm sure the Turks look to us and say the same.
Let's leave it there, Riaz. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line. It is all relative. Riaz Havaji is CEO of Metair.